feel like a
what do you feel like right now? What's going through your head when you walk in the studio and it's 90 degrees again?
Trying to think of something that's... What do you boil?
Eggs.
I feel like a boiled egg.
Chicken feet.
You can boil hot dogs.
I wish I had a blanket just for the irony.
Yeah. We should have worn like wicked heavy... I mean... I'm wearing pants too.
I love how the property manager's like... I'm like, hey man, like we got to get reimbursed. We can't work in here. We can't do anything. And he's like, what do you mean reimbursed? Like, what do you want? Are you dumb? Are you stupid?
There's three options. Are you deaf, stupid, or dumb?
Are you retarded? Respectfully. Is anybody in your bloodline retarded? I already got off on the wrong foot. I didn't want to say the R word today. I looked in the mirror and I said, I'm not going to say the R word today on the show. And I already said it. But it's hot as hell. It's 90 degrees in here.
Yeah, you can't ask yourself to do that in this heat.
I don't know if it's ruining the podcast that we talk about it or if it's making it better or like what's going on. But I get so frustrated because I wanted to not drink till September. And when I got in here, the first thing I thought about was like, it's just infuriating how hot it is in here. I was like, I just want to leave. I just want to get like Charlie Sheen drunk today. Yeah. Hold the AIDS.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought too. Because when I just went in the fridge to grab something, I was like, should I grab a Magic Mind? But that cold.
We're not sponsored by them right now, so yeah. It's not an ad.
So should I get I was looking at that, I was like, oh, that cold Michelob looks so good. Like
it's a chili beer.
Like I know when it goes down, I haven't eaten today. Like do you ever
me either. So now we have to go get out of control.
Yeah. Like we did last Sunday.
So bad. We got so wasted.
Blacked out at like 5 p.m.
I threw up in the middle of the street. That was so belittled. What were we thinking? We got so drunk.
Bro, when I like came to, still, like I came out of my, like my, I didn't black out, but I browned out. Like I never remember going home ever. So like when I came to, I was like, I legitimately just thought, I mean, I almost did basically, but I thought I completely left without you. We both Ubered home.
You tried.
Yeah.
I saw you Irishing and like not in a bad way because I know how it goes. Like you're like in your head.
Yeah, in my head I'm like, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
Too pickled.
Yeah.
I knew I was pissed drunk when I went up and I dapped a DJ up and I said, can you please play Pound Town 2?
Oh yeah.
And that's when the lights shut off after that. I saw you darting out of the bar.
Yeah.
And I go, he's making a run for it, but I'm going to get him.
But, like, I don't leave, like, thinking that you're going to be – I don't know why I do.
No. Like, I know you're not ditching me. It's just, like, you're so fucked up. You're like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, like, who I'm with doesn't matter. I just, like, if I don't get out of here – and it's always, like, I do it more when I'm at, like a clubby type of bar or whatever, like, where it's just, like, I don't know why I always do it, though. But, yeah, it's fucking – we floored it big time.
I can't believe that you didn't see me throw up. I caught up to you. I tapped you on the shoulder. And I'm like, dude, let's get all in the middle of the street. And I was looking around for like bike cops. And I was like, ah, dude, I don't want to get in trouble. Like, not today. And we couldn't even come back here. And
yeah,
it's so hot.
That's the worst part. Because I would have like came back here to decompress.
Yeah.
But like you step in here, it's like,
bro.
Because I was just going to say, I was going to text you, be like, yo, do you want to bet baseball all day?
Yep.
And watch UFC in the studio because it's just like my favorite thing to do. And I was like, fuck, we can't do that.
Yeah. And the guy is like, oh, there's going to be, and they might be watching this, but I'm at the point in my career where I'm just like, it is what it is. The guy's like, there's going to be a remedy. They just have to switch something and McFoodle some doodle around. And I go, is it going to be ready by today? And he's just like, I don't know. All right, man. It's like, what's going on here?
We get some sort of timetable.
Can we get something? Like, he's like, oh, well, like, according to the lease, and I read the lease, he's like, as long as we have a remedy for the situation, which is that little remedy, which is a little portable AC unit that doesn't work. So you didn't have a remedy.
Yeah, that's not a remedy. That's
you
like,
want me to start breaking rules in here? You want us to start breaking rules?
I'll start
breaking rules.
I saw a pack of darts.
Is playing basketball in here against the rules?
Where's that pack of darts?
How about this?
Where's that pack of darts?
I don't know where it is.
I'm going to heat my body up.
You know what's funny about this? So this, you ever seen one of these? This pumps up the balls. This is what the kids are using. Look how tiny it is.
Where the fuck is the thing?
Watch this, dude. So how about this? I bought this at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I was in the front seat of my car because this was flat. And I went to go like shoot some hoops, and my ball was flat. So I ran over to Penis Sporting Goods, got this thing, and I was in the front of my car, and I didn't even realize what this looks like, though. Imagine like there's a window right here, and I was just going like this in my car.
Yeah, that that looks like you're
blowing up the ball.
In your car.
In my car. So, like, if you're looking in, all you see is me just going to town.
Big damn.
This guy's
aggressively jacking off in his car.
Yeah, but it did look like that, and I got worried. Like, if an old lady saw.
Oh, damn.
Sick.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Almost spurped. Oh, this is pretty good, though.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is playing basketball in here, I guess, at least?
We should get one of those door hoops. Oh! Basketball is my favorite sport. I love the way they dribble up and down the court.
Oh! Is that against the lease? Oops. How about this? Is this against the lease?
For those listening at home, a dart has entered his mouth.
How about this?
They're all props.
Is this against the lease?
These are props. That space is gonna smell like a fucking pool hall.
All right, I'll put it out. Fuck, is there a beer anywhere? Oh no, what's that? Is that against the lease?
Is there a fire alarm thing in here? I just that thing went off.
Oh great, I hear somebody.
I just heard somebody.
Someone working? Great. Now we're really gonna get evicted.
Better not be.
Fall too.
Ooh, it does smell like sex. I kind of like it though.
Does it? It wasn't us. They watch us. We're for sure gonna get kicked out.
All props.
Whatever.
It's like there's a song Lil Durk has. It's called Aha. And in the beginning, he goes, "This shit is all props in case the police listening."
Yep. Yeah. So that dart made me want to get drunk today.
Yeah.
Now what are we gonna do today? We're gonna get drunk. What are we gonna do today?
It is Saturday.
I want to get wipe my ass with the shower curtain because I ran out of toilet paper drunk today.
Yeah. It's actually a true story. I think. Do you know who did that?
No. I just heard the story. I want to get so drunk that I'm commenting on people's Venmo transactions today.
We should.
Just chirping them.
Yeah. I love doing that.
Like, you guys are paying each other back and forth for electrical? You guys have been fucking for 8 years.
For groceries? You guys have been engaged for 5 years.
Just one person buy it one time, one person buy it the next. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Get off my Venmo feed.
I'm gonna start using Venmo like any other app where I'm just on it all the time. I'm liking and commenting on people's.
You should. Dude, I'll go to Venmo right now. It's crazy, dude. It's just all chicks that you've whacked before, just with their new boyfriend Venmoing them for groceries.
Yeah, that's
electric.
That's the weirdest thing about Venmo.
Cabo.
Is your feed are people that you didn't know had your phone number anymore.
Yeah, I don't have any of these people's contacts.
A lot of these people, I didn't know I ever had their phone number. We just went to elementary school together.
Wristband. Bracelet. This is not for real.
What is that for, going to a rave?
Probably. Half my feed says bracelets.
Is there a big rave in town?
Yeah. Funeral.
What?
This guy paid his girlfriend for poop. That is so funny.
That is pretty funny. Who said funeral? That cost money.
I just made that one up.
Oh, I was gonna say,
Yeah. I'm a little concerned. I lit that cigarette up in here, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sweating bullets right now. This is one where I don't know if this is gonna go live.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sweating fucking bullets.
I am cooking.
Holy shit, dude. I am absolutely sweating bullets. And that cigarette actually made me feel horrible, I'm not gonna lie.
Because you're sober.
Yeah, and it feels really bad.
It's crazy.
No wonder they tell you not to do this shit. I'm so wet. I'm soaking wet.
I think I'm actually getting that secondhand buzz.
Are you?
Yeah. Or it might just be that it's 92 degrees in here.
Who's talking during our show?
I think.
Who is that?
I think they're down outside.
We're in the middle of a fucking show. Can you shut up?
Shut
the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, something happened. I wanted to ask you about it, but I couldn't.
Your entire family died in the...
In the cost?
I can't even talk. In the Holocaust. I feel like I'm in the Holocaust right now.
They probably didn't get smoke breaks, though.
I feel like it didn't get this hot in there.
No, I think it was... I think... they were in Russia. They were in Germany.
Can't get that hot.
I feel like it was more the cold in those.
Yeah.
Depending on... Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought Hit Daddy fucking turned up the heat on the Jewish people.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Twisted guy, dude. That's so mean.
Use that. Channel that energy. Use your power for good, you know?
That's so mean to do that.
like instead of doing instead of building concentration camps, build like schools for in Africa for the less fortunate.
Yeah, I don't get why you try to take over the world. It's not that sick. I have a wild head buzz right now.
Yeah,
like it's so hot in here, dude. That TV's throwing me off too.
Gosh,
you're good. I turn it on, and my eyes are just like, whoa.
You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee.
I have to go to Men's Warehouse soon. Actually, I got to get a suit for a wedding.
Is that where you buy suits?
I'm renting it, dude. I'm not buying it. You know what? I accidentally threw out my blue suit when I was moving. I had a sick blue suit, and the pants weren't in like the where I keep the suit, so I just threw out the suit pants by accident.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I bought my suit, the one. I have like one suit that I wear. I have one suit because I don't have a job, and I only wear it to weddings, and it's the same suit, and I... And it costs like probably $60, and I don't even care. Like I don't. Like,
yeah, maybe I shouldn't rent one, huh? Maybe I should buy a
cheap
one.
Bro, go to H&M, buy a fucking shitty. That's where I bought my suit.
Hot. Like I want to distract the whole wedding.
They're just not that. Like they're. I don't really know the difference. The suit that I wear is the one in all my Instagrams where I'm wearing a suit. It's that H&M suit. I think I bought it like 10 years ago. Yeah, and it looks fine.
Yeah, but if you know type situation. Like people know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of but these wedding, no one can tell.
I'm not trying to impress anyone. I just want to distract, like the wedding by being so good looking.
You should wear like a blue. We should go blue or something or gray.
Thinking like light blue, like baby blue, or like even like a salmon.
Yeah, you should go salmon.
Salmon shirt, no shirt under.
Yeah, you should.
I feel mom would be upset. My mom's already giving me shit, dude, about this fucking wedding. Yeah, she's like, you can't do this. You can't do that. When you're on the grounds, you got to wear a blazer. You got to be a... There's a dress code, like, in the club.
Oh, right. It's at, like, a fancy-ass place where you got to, like, actually...
Just, like, a racist place, yeah.
So it's, like...
It's another word for fancy. It's racist.
Do they have... And is there such thing as, like, buildings that are specifically meant for weddings? Like, have you ever noticed, like, there's no... Like, wedding building where you go and get married. Like, you only get married here. Like, you tend to have weddings at churches or golf courses or, like, vineyards and stuff like that. But there's no just, like, buildings dedicated to weddings. I feel like that'd be an untapped mark.
Yeah, that's a good business.
Yeah.
Like, and you could franchise it and put it everywhere.
Yeah, so it's like...
Yeah, I don't think so.
And the whole place is built for weddings. So it makes sense where everything is and stuff like that. Like, stay here. Because a lot of times you go to weddings and just, like... This layout doesn't make that much sense.
I don't fuck with church weddings, dude. I think that's weird.
I've never been
separate
to one.
God and your marriage. Like, I think we get that. Like, let's not.
Yeah. Unfortunately, marriage is like a religious thing in reality. Which,
is it?
Yeah. It's like all. It's that's how, like, when gay people first dropped, it was like hard for people to accept gay marriage.
Yeah. Because God doesn't like that, right?
Because God hates homosexuals.
And, yeah, but God's like low key gay, dude. Like, I can see God risen up a guy.
I mean,
there's no way Jesus wasn't risen up, dudes.
I mean, he didn't even fuck his wife.
He was a cuck.
He was either a cuck or a closeted homosexual, which is nothing wrong with. Like, no disrespect to God. If you're gay, you're gay. But I'm just saying, I don't remember what I was saying.
God was in the corner of the hotel room watching Mary get just absolutely smoked from the back.
It was in La Quinta in
Abraham was putting in that work.
In Bakersfield, California, and the rug was like red, and the chair was a light wood brown sort of thing, and he was just sitting in the corner. And
Abraham was off of Perk 30, just going to town on Mary.
Was it AB, or is it Big Mo's?
Was Mo, whoever it was dark, because Jesus wasn't white, bro.
I think Moses split Mary's cheeks like he split the sea.
What if it was Moses and Abraham... Eiffel Towering Mary.
I wonder what they would have called it back then before, because I don't think the Eiffel Tower was around when God was around. They would have called it like the mountain.
I don't know.
I don't think they had names for shit back then.
Yeah, I don't think they were doing doggy back then.
No.
Chicks didn't have big butts back then yet.
Do you think... that's actually a good point. No, actually, I think back in the old... maybe I'm thinking more medieval times, but I remember like in a point in time you were... Like, people were fatter if you were more rich because you could eat more and shit. So it was like kind of like if you were kind of chunky. I bet they had big... What I'm trying to say is I bet they had bigger boobs back then.
Yeah. I could see them having some, like, big titties.
Yeah, just like those medieval times, those Renaissance era titties.
Because you got to, like, squat for asses and shit or, like, go to Dr. Miami, and they didn't have that. I could see, like, that all the Jerusalem people with, like, that pancake butt.
Because boobs are God-given, and ass you had to work for it.
Yeah.
So it's completely two different entities.
Unless you're like those chicks that are like influencers, they just get a shot now. Like, respect, no hate. I love a big butt.
Wait, you can give a shot in your butt?
You can get a shot, yeah.
Hell it just inflates like a balloon?
Yep. I might get it.
Like one,
I might fuck around.
I'm going to put one of these.
Put that.
They put this in your butthole. And they go,
that's what they do, and they just pump it up. Pump it up.
Like a Spalding basketball.
They just pump it up, dude. All those Instagram chicks now. Dude, I saw a girl popped up on my Instagram feed the other day, and she was like, celebrating my 21st. And I was like, what? Like, you have been naked on my Explore page for years. Like, what do you mean you're only 21?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Like, all these random, like, internet, like, these Breckies and fucking Brecky something and...
Oh, like I actually weird.
Livy.
I unfortunately know who that is. Like, I'm.
Of course, everyone does.
Because someone tweeted me like a question about her. I was like, "Who the fuck is like Brecky Hill or some shit?" Yeah. I was like, "Oh, this is like she's trying to emulate." Oh fuck! Someone's walking right over.
Bro, we are in the middle of
They're going downstairs. Thank God.
Shut up!
Shut the fuck up!
Shut up! Can you shut your fat ass up, you big pig?
Calling someone a pig?
Speaking of pig, did you see that tweet of, anyway, no, back to, like, the chick, like, all these random chicks, dude, these fucking, like, insta-famous chicks just have wagons, and then they'll casually post a picture with a bunch of balloons in the background, and it'll say 20.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Hold up a sec.
Hold on a minute.
We need to do some regulating on these ads.
Like, I did not consent to having a boner to this.
Yeah, that's a non-consent bones.
I could actually press charges against them.
Suing them for an involuntary boner.
Speaking of titties, dude, did you see involuntary boner disease? IBS?
IBD.
Dude, there's so many things to pay attention to now. Like, I was watching TV the other day, and they're like, hey, make sure you pay attention to your A1C. And I was like, what is that? First, it was cholesterol. Then they're like, man, don't be afraid to get your prostate checked. Now you got to watch your H1C. Now you got to get your fucking hepatitis shot. It's just like, dude, at this point... Just put a Bluetooth. You know how they tag sharks in the ocean?
Yeah.
So, like, guys that don't get pussy can, like, sit on their boat and watch where the sharks go up and down the coast.
Yeah.
Just at that point, just tag me. Just put a Bluetooth device in my ass and just you tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to check for my A1C, my cholesterol. It's just too much. It's way too much. Every fucking 3 months, every 3 months, a new disease drops, and I'm tired of it.
What the fuck is A1C?
I don't know.
And I always heard about it.
Bro, I was just chilling. Like, everyone knows I'm a calm, cool, collective guy that never gets mad, rarely rant about things, rarely get pissed. And I'm sitting down, and an earshot away was this commercial. And it was like, make sure you check your A1C when you hit age 32 or something like that. And I was like, what is that?
And then, like,
what now?
And the commercial is just like them playing Frisbee, with, like, having like the fucking time of their life.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Tired of checking, dude.
I'm tired of checking my A1C.
I'm so tired of these diseases, bro. Just put something in my... I don't necessarily want something in my butt. Just like, we have to have the technology by now to just put something in my ear, connects to my ear, and like, if it goes like beep, 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 I'll check what's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'll go to the doctor.
Like a check engine light in your car.
Right. Why don't we have that yet? I'm getting so distracted by these fucking idiots over here. So obnoxious.
It's insane because we're like on the second story and there's no buildings over here.
And
like,
we're intentionally recording not during business hours.
Yeah. Like we're trying to do everybody a favor. Ask your doctor if Humira is right for you. Make sure you ask him to check your A1C before. Don't take if you're pregnant or becoming pregnant or are gay.
Or you may have severe chronic diarrhea every day, every night.
And then they got a list like side effects include death, diarrhea, your penis falling off.
Being gay.
Your asshole filling up like a cement hole and you can never poop again.
That would be insane. I'd be like, hold up.
Hold up. Okay, I would rather have the A1C at that point. Some of these side effects are worse than
the A1C. Some of the side effects are so bad.
Yeah, they're worse than the A1C.
Yeah, they're like your newborn child's going to come out dead. I was like, wait, what?
Your brakes are going to cut when you're going the fastest you've ever gone on the highway.
You're going to get salmonella from undercooking that bison.
Bison. I feel like you went through a bison phase.
Still eat that bison. I still eat that shit, dude.
They're endangered.
I think my skin's so fresh and clean, dude.
Is bison...
Dude, what's that? What?
Does bison do that?
No, I just made that shit up.
I was going to say, that doesn't make any sense.
But, dude, one time... Dude, today, I'm for sure going to lie to a bar... lie to a girl at a bar.
Such a lie to someone day.
Bro, you were with me. We're in Vegas. And somehow, like, skin... And I don't have, like, this, like, immaculate clear skin or whatever. And I just started saying... to this chick, I don't know if you remember this, that I leave water bottles near my sink and I wash my face with fresh water instead of the sink water.
Oh, yeah.
It's a total lie.
Just a lie. And I like those lies because you're not doing it to gain anything. It's purely for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Like just lying about things. Like sometimes I'll just lie, be like, my cousin works at Safeway. And like, I'm not gaining anything from that and she's not losing anything from that. It's just, I love lying, but it's just the love of the game.
What kind of lies should we say today?
I'm going to say...
I can't go out in this bucket hat, by the way, because like, apparently, I didn't know everyone wears bucket hats. Half the crowd wants me to wear one, half doesn't. Like, people are like, take that bucket hat off. I can't even talk, it's so hot in here.
It is so hot in here, but also...
It's 91 now.
It's less about the bucket hat, and it's how you wear it and like how you act. Like...
That one guy
That one guy was just like, that is why people say, take that bucket hat off, because that guy was acting like... A douche.
Yeah, he was a fucking asshole, that guy. And also, he's like 50. Like, get out of here with the Panda Dunks, dude. You're fucking like, shouldn't you be at a fucking insurance convention or something?
I wonder how I'm going to dress when I'm older. I feel like I'm just going to be too iced out that like I'm going to be still dripping when I'm like 85.
Oh, bro. I'm going to be dripping so hard, dude. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be off the coast of Monaco just on a boat, just cheating on my wife relentlessly.
Hell yeah.
Just dripping hard. Gold chains, gold everything. Fast forward. Clip that. And then we'll fast forward to see what I'm actually doing.
In 90 years.
Working at Lowe's. Helping someone find a door hinge.
Yeah, so this door hinge is not, from what the information you told me, this will not fit the current door that you do have.
Yeah. You were going to say something before we went off that on that tangent. I don't know, dude. I can't even think, but.
You know what I was thinking about that was putting my mind in a pretzel? I was looking at the mirror. I shaved today because like, fuck. It's going to be hot in here, and yeah. I want to remove as much hair from my body as possible for this, so I'm like a seal, and I was shaving myself, and I had to change my razor, because I cut my, because my razor was just not doing it, it was old and dull, and it was like putting my mind in a pretzel, because I cut myself a little, I was like, how does it make sense that you're more likely to cut yourself when the blade is less sharp than when it is more sharp? And I couldn't think of it. And I was just standing there looking at myself in the
Shannon
mirror.
Sharp.
I had fucking, what'd you say, Patrick or Shannon?
Shannon.
Okay, so Patrick. Patrick for me. Just Patrick for me, thanks. And I was just like looking at myself. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, how? And I was like, then I somehow got to the point where I was like, this is why I can't have kids. Because I would never be able to explain this to my son. When he asked me that, when he comes up into my room like 2 a.m. in the morning, he's like, Dad, why does a sharper blade not cut yourself? Everything he's taught, the sharper something is, the more it's going to cut you. And now he's asking me, why does a dull blade cut you more? And I just can't explain that to you, Timmy. I just don't know.
Dad, why are you under the covers like that?
Dad, what are you doing under there? That's not Mom.
My biggest fear is like my son hiding under my bed and me and my wife just barge in the room honeymoon style and just start ferociously 69ing.
Yeah.
And he's like under there like, no, no. Stop!
And I can, you don't even notice for some, like you can't hear it for some reason because Barry, who's that black guy that has like those sexy songs? Barry.
Trey Songz?
What if you, if I was Trey Songz, I would only have dropped 3 songs. So in like Spanish, it would just be like, just 3 songs.
Tweet that now. My son gets out from under the bed and it's a guy, it's the pool boy.
Dad! Dad, what are you doing with, Rodrigo.
Rodrigo! That is such a good pool boy name. We need Wilkins for this, but unfortunately he has a real job now. But we need to sexualize pool boys and make a company out of it. Dude, fucking, they have that coffee place. Bikini Beans.
Bikini Beans.
That's not fair.
That is pretty agreed. I can't believe that's still...
All of a sudden my penis is getting stuck in the steering wheel.
I gotta tip my cap. Bikini Beans, okay, for those who don't know, but it's pretty obvious. Bikini Beans is a chain coffee place out here where all the employees, female, I believe, I don't know if that's a rule, but yeah, they all wear bikinis.
Like skimpy ones.
Like very, yeah. I cannot believe that they made it through like 2018 to 2022 because that was like the worst years in terms of like.
Like the Blue Hair Brigade coming out.
Yeah, the Blue Hair Brigade, like just like getting mad at everybody, like canceling people for like sneezing and shit. So like, I got to tip my cap to that business model because Hooters is like falling apart, but Bikini Beans somehow was able to strive.
And you know what? They have great coffee. And I'm not just saying that. And I've only been there a couple times. Like, I definitely don't go there 4 times a week. But I definitely don't turn off my location and go over there.
Imagine. Babe, what are you doing at Bikini Beans?
Babe, why is your location off?
Why is your location always at this one Bikini Beans?
But they do have good coffee.
They do.
So every guy.
When was the last time you had?
Mine
was like college.
5 or 6 hours ago.
Yeah, that's a long time.
No, I'm just kidding. In college, too. But, like, dude, some of the chicks there are just, like, absolute smoke missiles. And I'm like, okay, you are hot, but the coffee's also great.
Yeah, and I think that's actually important because, like, I don't want to – I still am – I'm glad I'm seeing girls. But I do need this buzz.
When I used to go there, I used to apologize and just make sure they know that I'm not here for your body. I'm here because I do enjoy the coffee, too, and I appreciate everything you're doing. Never mind. I wonder how many guys have drove through there with their penis exposed.
I wonder if that's something you have to deal with on a regular basis. That's the tough thing about being like a that's the tough thing about that business model for sure. Like the Hooters and the Bikini Beans, yeah. And the ones where like the waitresses are expected to be like hot is like you do open up that can of worms. Not that you should or that it's that's fair. I'm just saying men are fucking crazy. Like I was watching that video that you tweeted. Fucking Christ.
Bro.
I have a double-edged sword with this one because it's not okay to do that ever.
No, it's
not.
But
that guy is so old. He just, his brain doesn't understand.
Let's explain what happened.
Okay, so the video that you quote tweeted, it was a guy, it was in Indianapolis or some shit. It was a preseason game and he was just, we're not even really hiding it, had his phone out and he was videotaping a cheerleader's ass.
Directly on her butt. Yeah, Detroit Lions. Not that it matters, but it's funny because it's Lions right above it.
Oh, Detroit Lions, yes. I knew it was blue when it was indoors.
No, I'm just being a fucking loser and correcting you. Just don't need to do that.
It's important because yeah, now it's Detroit, so it's different. So like you can't do that. Obviously, you can't just go around. That's not how this shit works. You can't just go around videotaping people's asses.
You shouldn't do that.
You should never do that. But, like, someone's got to sit. It's more, this is a learning opportunity more than anything. Someone's just got to sit him down and just be like, yeah, this is, like, I get this whole, like, technology shit is new to you and these big asses are new to you, but you can't just, like, go around videotaping people's asses. So I think it's more of a learning thing than more than fuck you thing.
It's just insane, though, because someone's grandpa is already wilding out. It's the preseason. And he was in mid-season form. If you look, when he took that video, he zoomed in. Like, he had a pretty good handle on that phone.
Yeah, actually,
he zoomed
that's a good
right
point.
Into her ass.
That's true. That might not be his first Rhodes.
No. He was in mid-season. He was in, like, playoff mode. Like, that guy, just like, what are you doing? Like, Edgar, or not Edgar, because the guy was white, but, like, fucking Richard.
Edgar's one of those names where I could see it being a white person, but it's not. It's like an Ed.
It's just like, why are you filming chicks' asses? They're wearing clothes.
Yeah. You can just go on
Google.
Even
if they wouldn't, though, even if they weren't wearing clothes, you shouldn't do that. Go on Google like a real man.
Yeah, it's like when
you're going to waste a Viagra?
Yes.
Jerking it to a picture of a girl that's wearing a skirt?
Like, bro, have you ever...
It's just not worth it.
Have you even been on X Hamster?
The shit no was, way,
the
yeah.
Videos on those, the videos there will never make you want to videotape someone in clothes.
So I thought that video was staged at first. I actually, crazy coincidence, know somebody that was there that was right behind him, said it was real, 100% real.
Actually.
And he was like, dude, 5 minutes before that, I was talking to the guy about the offensive line. And I was like, and then like all of a sudden the guy's like a complete weirdo. So I mean, that's weird. I don't care how old you are. Why are you zooming in?
Oh, it's absolutely the weirdest
thing. Why are
you
doing that?
I think I've been seeing it even just like not sexually. I think taking pictures of people in public is becoming way too normalized now.
Do you see the picture of the guy? Did you see what the guy was doing on that airplane? He had his phone and he was like this, waiting for the stewardess to walk by. And they have like the longest skirts on. Like he really had to get down there. Like there's no way you can get off to a crotch like that. Like you could put me in a room with like so much Cialis and Viagra or whatever makes you calm, like good aromas and scents and shit.
And like rose petals.
Like wearing like a fucking Livestrong bracelet, like give me all that power I need to come.
Before you keep going, wearing a fighting necklace just to jerk off would be really funny, but keep going.
And I could not finish, I could not commence jerking off to a crotch.
Absolutely not.
I just want to go on the record saying that.
What's the thrill? What's that word? It's like it starts with a V, I think. Like the term when you're videotaping people when they're not expecting it. Like, where's your mind?
Videotaping people when they're not expecting it.
Where's your mind at?
I don't know.
Prebo are crazy, man. Yeah, like those videos like on adult sites that I don't watch.
Did you see why Hooters was trending?
No.
Dude, some guy posted a tweet like 6 months ago and it's blowing up now.
My back is wet.
And yeah, I'm like really struggling. It's so fucking hot.
Dude, it's so hot.
Like, it's this hot here.
Yeah, like, that's actually, yeah, what SPF is that? It might not be enough.
Like, it's so hot
here. This is only 100. Do you have anything more?
There's a video. Great, now I'm going to smell like sunscreen all day.
Sunscreen smells nice, though, I think. It's just going to smell like you went to the beach.
There's a guy, and he posted a tweet, and he's like, how is anyone supposed to make it in America living off 40K? Look at my DoorDash bill for the year. Like, this guy went into his DoorDash and, like, exported, and it was $25,000 worth of DoorDash. Dude, what do you mean? Yes, it is tough to live off 40K, but also, don't be a fat, disgusting 12-year-old. Did you see what was on there?
I don't know if that's real.
It has to be real.
Because I'll tell you the one, which I have.
It was $3,000 worth of Applebee's, and it was, like, he followed up on the tweet, and like, yeah, it's not all me, though. Like, sometimes I order from my office. And it was like, no, dude. And people looked him up, and this guy had a mugshot, and like, he's just biggest scumbag ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you think it is real? Because I had one that
the internet torched him.
I had one to me that personally stepped out, and was like, "I don't think this is real." That this like one purchase that I didn't think was real because of the number, and it was $300 of Krispy Kreme because
he said that was for his office.
Yeah, now that makes more sense because I was just thinking like a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme still like $6.
Can we just go down the line of what he had?
Yeah.
Because this is fucking insane. Like, this guy, people torched this dude, bro.
I'm glad it's real then, because I personally just thought I was like, fuck this guy, he's lying, because that's $300 to Krispy Kreme in 1 year is fucking crazy.
So this is the tweet. I really find this stat hard to believe. Just exported my DoorDash data to confirm. Who the hell exports there? Unless you have sex with little kids, why are you exporting? Exporting your DoorDash data.
Also, that's just something I never want to see.
And I spent $25,000 last year on just that. How is anyone living off 40K a year? What? Where's the correlation here? Dude, this guy, also people like Googled him and he had a mugshot and he was arrested for not paying his employees and all this scumbag shit. And obviously he's wearing a mask in his profile picture and it was just funny. They were tearing him apart. Chili's, Chick-fil-A, Hooters. That's why Hooters. Because people are like, you're really DoorDashing Hooters? Like, isn't the whole point to go for the experience?
Yeah, you go to see the asses. That's insane.
Chick-fil-A, donuts, Burger King, Wendy's, Bojangles. Bojangles!
Where's this guy? Where's he from? Like, fucking South Carolina?
McDonald's, Fat Shack, Cracker Barrel, Taco John's, Taco Bell, Red Lobster, Applebee's, Luigi, Subway, PetSmart, Dollar General, Maggiano's Italian Classic. Like, this guy is just disgusting.
Bro, what the fuck?
Dude, you are disgusting.
Stuff from the South, because it was Bojangs. And I don't think people like in other parts of the world eat like that, because that's fucking fucked. But that's insane.
If I looked at my DoorDash data and it was like that, I would easily kill myself.
There's two things I would rather not know, and it's that my girlfriend's cheating on me and how much I've spent on DoorDash, because I'm not going to be happy with the results of either of those.
I would never – I thought about this the other day because someone was telling me a story about how they found out that like someone else's wife looked at the husband's phone or whatever. I wouldn't even try to do that. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know
cause how bad I'm hitting it that someone else has to hit it.
No, yeah. I'm a huge – and I truly mean this – and that for my future girlfriends, just don't tell me, and I won't care.
Don't.
Like, because it's, I truly believe this. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is piss. If I don't know, it's not going to hurt. But you tell me that you're hooking up with Stevie Stoopy Pop. And
Stoopy Pop!
Stoopy, he's Greek. and he's, and now my feeling, now I'm starting to think everything.
He's another Greek!
Stoopy Pop sounds Greek to me.
Yeah, dude. If my chick, like, fucking... Yeah, I'd be, because somebody named Stevie was hitting my chick.
Yeah. I'd be like, come on. Like, the details would probably be like, fucking Christ.
Are you the type of guy that would want the details? Who was it? How many times?
How many times, babe?
This is my rendition of a guy that just got cheated on. Who was it? Steven? Was it Stevie? Who was it then? How many times? How many times? Tell me.
Tell me, babe.
I don't want to know how many times. Are you kidding me?
That's why the this is like
isn't once enough?
This is the age old question. This is the first question that everybody since the dawn of time
I don't want to know.
Asks when they walk in on their wife cheating on you. It's the same question every time they walk in and they say these words. How long has this been going on? And that's the worst question you should ever ask, because that's you. I would never want to know how long is it going on. Like, you've been doing this since our second date?
In our bed sheets? Like, tell me you're washing the bed sheets.
Please.
That's what I would be worried about.
Why is he wearing my shorts? Why is he wearing shorts at all?
Why is he picking up my son?
Would you rather walk in on your wife cheating on you, or walk in on your son getting picked up by another guy?
Probably my wife cheating on me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want anyone near my son.
She doesn't like that. Pull back. When you're rubbing her clit.
You're doing it wrong.
She likes passionate making out. You have to make out first until she's wet.
First of all, you're having sex and she likes to make love. Yes. Two different things.
Those are the two biggest discrepancies here in this bedroom. The third one is, why are you with my wife? Bro, if I get cheated on, dude, that's so much content. That's like years of content.
I'm kind of hoping I get.
I'd be like, why did you do that?
I get a girlfriend just to get cheated on.
How many times has it been?
I'm a big Reddit guy, and I go on these Reddits where like people post about like catching their whatever cheating on or like their marital problems, bro. And it makes me so fuck. Makes me feel so good. And also, you usually say your age, like you go 24F or like 23M. They're always under 25.
Yeah, because people just get married because, like, I don't know, dude. They live in fucking Tacoma, Washington. There's nothing else better to do.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do in
Tacoma? And, like, the girl goes on, like, one bachelorette trip, and she realizes, like, holy fuck, like, there's some other guys out here that are hot.
Yeah, she goes to Nashville for the first time.
I wonder if girls cheat on their bachelorette parties. I bet you they do.
You go to Nashville.
Like a hand job, though. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. Like, you go to Nashville for the first time, and you're wearing, like, cowboy boots. You're just like a cowboy tourist. Like, Nashville's not, like, real the South. It's, like, cowboy tourist, where, like, people go in and they, like, wear their boots and stuff just for the weekend so they can be, like, little sassy cowgirls and shit. And then they get a little carried away, and they hook up with the dude that's playing at the live music at the bar.
I don't blame them, though. Like, picture this. Like, you're a couple. You're in Tacoma, Washington. You have a Subaru. You have two golden retrievers.
All-wheel drive.
And, like, you're getting married, and you go to Nashville with your girls, and all of a sudden, like, there's this dude that's just jacked with blue jeans on, big belt buckle.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy boots, and he just kind of, like, winks at you.
And they treat women differently now. They treat them like they, like, court them.
I would expect her to cheat.
Yeah.
Maybe not like all the way fuck the guy, but like definitely HJ, dude. Honestly, if my wife on her bachelor trip and she went and like gave a guy like a good hand J, I'd be like, good job.
Yeah, that's, I mean, is it
don't hand- blow him.
Yeah, like let's not get crazy here. I'm not telling you to blow the guy, but just like hand jobs.
It's fine. Like do whatever. Like live your life.
As long as there's some sort of fabric in between. Like is there some sort of fabric in between the hand and the wiener?
I mean, I don't blame you. Got to deal with this the rest of your life. Like, I would fucking do that too.
Yeah, you got to be realistic.
We got to have a girl in the pod and just ask her, like, what's the deal with chicks on bachelorette parties? Like,
do they
go and do a little bit of cheating?
I would love to hear some stories from people on bachelor parties. Maybe we do it next episode. We get Colin, or I don't know, Colin would be tough because like
you're girls
girls that have seen people cheat on their bachelor parties or stuff like that. Like, I just want to hear some cheat stories.
I know some chicks that have the story I told you about the husband and wife that they got into a little argument over their phone. I guarantee you that chick cheat. Not trying to blow up the spot, but
I can't remember. Which story?
The story I just told about how, like, the girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Trying to, like, censor myself here so I don't fuck up and dox them. So I'm being very careful here. Marriage is on the rocks, though. It's not going to last.
Yeah. But.
Sorry to
praise be to God.
Not all marriages are like that, though. I'm sure there's some faithful ones out there.
I'm sure there's
is love
one,
real.
I'm sure there's like one or two. Do you believe in love at first sight? Like you see a chick.
Nah, like I think you could just see a chick and like she's like so hot that you're just like ugh. Like but I don't think like you love her.
Nah. I think I don't know. Like I didn't believe in love at first sight until I saw She's Fighting Tonight. She's from Brazil. Had never heard of her, but I just saw.
What's her name?
She put her. It's not like it might be Paulina. She's a +165 tonight. I was gonna ask her to put money on him because she posted her video of her walking up to the thing. I just randomly saw it on my For You page, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
I know who it is.
I was going to tweet a gif
of Viana.
Like, yeah, Viana, like
Pollyanna Viana. I've actually never heard of her.
Me neither. I was like, holy shit, that tattoo she has is sick, and this girl is amazing looking.
I'm not positive, but I think she was the girl. She wanted to dress up as an anime character. Yep. And Dana White was like, no, I'm already way too horny.
I went to her Instagram and
I like Dana White. Shout out Dana White. I'm sorry, Dana. I didn't mean that.
Dana's the goat. Let us do an episode in the octagon in between fights.
Yeah, seriously. Get Sugar on.
There you go.
I hope Sugar fucking knocks out Aljamain, dude. I really do.
Remind me of
that. I think
he's
going to. He's too quick.
That now, next week?
Yeah, next week. Yep. Big fight.
And then after that, AEW has an event in Wembley, so it's got a good little stretch going.
We got to stop talking about wrestling because it's like taking over our crowd, and I can't handle the Patreon. I'm just kidding. I like it. Mania Philly will be there.
Oh yeah!
Damn, I'm going to Philly twice in the next 6 months.
Tickets go on sale for Mania this week, though.
Oh shit!
But like, we're not ready for that.
No.
Like half our group just got back from like a month long Europe trip. And that shit is expanse, but we'll figure it out. We'll be in Philly, though.
I mean, we're going.
Yeah, and I know for a fact Lil Uzi is going to perform a song. Because on his last album, he did a remix of a guy's song, and that guy's definitely going to be there, and he's definitely going to come out and perform.
Get a Uzi, Vert. Uzi, wake your ass up.
Uzi, wake
Uzi,
up.
Wake your ass up.
Please.
Uzi, come on, Uzi, not again. And then he goes, jumped in a whip that you never seen. And he goes, yeah, no, I'm gonna cost a bean. No, I'm gonna 7,000.
I thought you almost just said,
not a little bit,
I thought you just said the N word there, but you didn't. You just said
what?
I thought you almost just said it, but no. It was just a word that started with an N.
Can we double check it? I didn't say it because in the verse isn't even the N word. So.
Yeah, I know that you didn't. It just sounded like it at first. Oh my god, bro.
Yeah, it's bad. We're struggling.
Might have to change my tarp.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we could do ads right now actually because we forgot. We're supposed to do it 20-minute mark, but. All right, which one do you want to do? Do you want to do Shady Rays or Manscaped?
We'll do Shady Rays.
Oh, wait, this isn't even Shady Rays.
Shady Gays.
Wait, where's Shady Rays?
Shady Rays. Shady Rays.
Sweet Baby Rays.
Oh, there we go.
Sweet Baby Rays.
Sweet Baby Rays. Sweet Baby Gays.
It's barbecue sauce only for gay people. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead. Trust me, this is the warm weather they're talking about. It's 90 degrees in here. With premium polarized shades at an affordable price, Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any experience. Expensive pair we've worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor. I don't have to read this. Oh, these are talking points. I don't have to say for beating them. All right. Sorry. It's on. I don't know if I've said that yet. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code WETJEANS, I think, right?
Yep.
It says right there. For 50% off, 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. You're not getting a deal like that anywhere else. They're not doing that over there at Ray-Bans, I'll tell you that for free. So try yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Do you know how many people that is? That's over 249,999,000 people. ShadyRays.com, code WETJEANS. That's 50% off, 2+ pairs.
Cannonball. Were you going to say something?
No.
Cannonball. This summer, it's not about the size of those cannonballs. It's about making a splash. It's about jumping in the Obama's pool at Martha's Vineyard and finding out the chef is dead at the bottom of the pool. And nobody cares.
That happened?
Dude, this is how fucking desensitized we are. The Obama's chef died in their pool mysteriously.
I don't trust you, Obama.
Died in their pool, and they're like, well, we weren't home. And Obama's like, well, I'll let you do it. You're good at this. Obama found his chef dead in the pool. But in reality, they fucking executed him. So pretend you're lying about killing your chef.
We just came home from our place in Malibu, and we found him laying in the pool.
AOC.
Mitt Romney.
I can't even do it. You're so much better at it.
That's kind of weird.
But this is how desensitized we are. This is how desensitization we are. Okay? Obama's chef, the family chef, died at their property, right? And I saw that on Twitter. And I just said, oh, that sucks. And then 2 seconds later, I'm looking up the MLB slate. Trying to figure out which game I want to bet.
Yeah, it is
I just
fucked.
But that's how desensitized. We do not care.
It's so
they're great. Killing everybody in Congress. Guess what? I don't care. I don't care. Good job, Obama. If you and fucking Michelle were like talking about something he shouldn't have heard and you killed him, kind of that's on some special agent shit. Yeah. I kind of respect it. Yeah, don't that's come true. After me.
That's crazy though. Yeah, I'm super desensitized to death too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like whatever. Another politician killing someone. Where's the oil? Where's the oil?
Where's the oil? Show me those emails, Hillary.
Show me the emails.
And show me your ass.
Hillary used to be hot.
Yeah, man. She was fucking, she had that swing and miss stuff for sure.
Ooh, I'm going to riz her up. All right, anyway, it's about making a splash with our friends at Manscaped. Prep for the barbecue season. Make sure you want to have sleek pubes at the barbecue. Because that's like where people get, everyone's laughing. Everyone's having cornbread. And
I love cornbread, by the way.
Oh, there's a place called Bobby Q. Get it? Bobby Q.
Yes.
And we got to try it, bro. It's sick. It's like Texas style.
Remember, Texas did have good food when we went in Dallas.
Terry Black's, dude.
Yeah.
Remember? We're screaming. We're like, what the fuck? This is so fucking good. And then I went up to the bartender and I was like, 4 whiskey Cokes or whiskey sours? And she's like, $16. I'm like, what? That's it?
We would genuinely thought we were like, that's per, right? Like per drink.
Because that's what it is out here. Yeah.
It was... Yeah, you know what I like when places make sense like that, but you know what bothers me a lot is when places name their shit that makes no sense at all. Like this place on Scottsdale Road near Shea, it's called Hairstalgia. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. If it was a nail salon and you called it Nailstalgia, then it would make sense. But the Hairstalgia doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't
sense.
Work.
Like, I don't understand. Make it make sense, right? All right, yeah. Keep going.
This episode brought to you by Manscaped. Guys, let's get our pubes ready. You know, we're in the thick of summer. You don't want to be thick down there. You want to be fucking.
This ain't the 70s anymore.
This ain't your grandpa's medicine, all right? You want to be hitting it from the back. You want to be aerodynamic. You want women to ignore the fact that your penis is tiny and say, like, wow, that guy is well manicured. It looks like a lawn in Bridgehampton down there.
Mm.
It looks like
Augusta National down there.
I don't know, man. That was a good one. I can't top that.
Looks like a granite countertop.
Oh, that's sleek.
Yeah, that's too sleek.
Dude, I forgot. Never mind.
You want a little stubs.
Do you?
Well, I mean, you don't want it to look like a fucking turtle shell.
Like yeah, you want it to be, I mean, like, it depends on what you're working with down there.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want it to look like fucking artificial turf, like on a lawn in Bel Air.
Yeah, that's true.
That's too slick. That putt's going to roll.
Yeah, that's going to be like...
Rolling fast today.
You won't even be able to read that green. Whatever that means.
Sure you don't want to chip from here? You're going to be chipping at it. You don't want it to look like TP Sawgrass down there either. TPC Sawgrass. If you had to relate your pubes to a golf course, what would it be?
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews! Absolutely thick!
Just like, it's...
In the rough cut.
Like, you're gonna get ticks.
That's gonna be out of bounds.
Like, I gotta... a girl has to check for ticks after she's done down there, because it's long.
You sure you're only about to bring a 56 down there? You're gonna need a 3-wood.
You're gonna need... Bring two... There might be snakes down there. So be advised. Alright, my God. I don't want to say it again, but...
All right, host, talk about a time where you hurt your butt. Oh, I'm not supposed to read that part. The Manscaped... What are you, Tom Wilson on the bench?
I felt good.
Who does that? Shout out Paul Cotter. Paul Cotter does that. You ever see that?
No.
In warm-ups, the trainer squirts water down the back of his neck, and then he takes off as fast as he can.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, that actually felt really good.
I do that right before I fuck.
I'm actually going to do that again.
I get a Gatorade bottle and a towel, and I just go like this. Right before I fuck. And I go... I actually keep a trainer in my room.
There's a guy in the corner. Hey, you got to watch out. You got to watch out for our boobs.
I keep a team with me when I'm in a room with the ladies. And they're just like, you want to get under. Move your hips. Move the half guard.
We need to do that skit. Yeah, that'd be such a good skit.
Yeah. Like, hit it from the side. She wants it from the side. That's why she's putting her hand there.
Work the... Get her on the ground.
I'm like looking up at the clock. I'm like, how much
time? Get her on the ground. That's funny as fuck.
Manscaped liquid formula. Basically, Manscaped. Use code wetjeans at manscaped.com. They have so much stuff for you guys, man. They're one of our favorite partners. If you're a cheap asshole and you're not subscribed to our Patreon, or you've never bought merch and you want to find a way to support the podcast, buy something off Manscaped and it'll help you too. It's not just for us, but we really love them over there. They're pretty much the only, bro, when this gets wildly famous and successful, I might start paying Manscaped for believing in us because no one seems to. One believes in us.
I'll be giving Manscaped a shout out at like when we're at the podium accepting some like Podcaster of the Year award.
Dominic and Drew, my two reps over there, you are allowed to have sex with my wife anytime you guys want when I get married. Use code wetjeans at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Use that code.
Use that code. Get on the website and use that fucking code, dude.
Use that code. Remember that show when they go, you move that bus.
Move that bus.
And they move the bus and the house would be dope as hell.
Yeah. And then their property taxes went through the roof. Poop in their toilet.
HOA goes up like $500 a month.
HOA motherfuckers be like, cut the lawn.
Wait, who gets paid that HOA money? Like, just the neighborhood?
It's the board.
And it's supposed to the board. Well, I got fired from being a board of directors.
Don't hang your towels. No towels on the balcony. No towels on the balcony.
No above ground pools on the street.
No cooking heroin on the street.
That was a rule, actually, from my street.
What?
No above ground.
You had an pool. HOA in New Hampshire, dude?
Yes.
Like, there's an HOA in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, bro, this is New Hampshire. Let's chill. And also, like,
the land of the free.
Yeah, the home of the brave. And, like, it's, yeah, literally live free or die. And you can't even have an above, and everybody, like, above ground pools are really popular in New Hampshire. My street was trying to be more than it actually was.
Why was there above ground pools? Just dig in the ground.
Yeah, I guess just like the price.
Yeah, my grandma used to have one above ground pool. Used to swim in it a little, pissed in it all day,
pooped in it.
If I'm waiting around there with grandpa at sunset, grandma, I peed in it all day.
I want to get above ground pool for my apartment.
Just kidding. Are you are you a pee in the pool guy? I'm not.
Nah, I try to. I'm like a big. I wouldn't want someone to do this sort of. I do that with like everything in my life, so like I try to be a good person in terms of that because I do like the stuff that makes me mad. I try not to be that peeing in the pool doesn't like make me mad, but I try to just like not do things.
You don't want
to
be a crit.
Correct.
HIPAA.
I don't want to be a hippocrit.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
You ever poop in the ocean? We talked about this before.
I have not pooped in the ocean because I'm afraid of. But like after the poop comes out, there's some sort of just this is basic science. Water will shoot up like the recoil of the
up in your butt.
Yeah, it'll shoot up in my butt. I'm afraid there's gonna be some sort of like fish or eel that gets up there, and then I don't know how I get that out.
That's why I wouldn't know how to get.
That's
that
why
out
there's though. There's like you don't pee in the Nile because there's these little like insect things that can go up your stream, which is so fucked by the way when you think about like the
it's
science.
It's also kind of gay.
The science like,
why
behind
are you, why are you swimming up my pee hole?
Yeah, what? This is rape.
That's Nile rape.
We need to start charging, like, accusing animals and stuff of, like, that sort of shit. Like
when
they need
a
to
dog hump somebody by accident?
Rape. I mean, animals need to be held accountable for their actions.
Dog barked at me today walking down the steps of my apartment, and the lady below me was walking out at the same time, and a dog it startled me, but I didn't flinch because I'm tough, and I didn't even look back. I just wanted to kick it in the head. Like, don't bark at me, dude. You're in a compartment complex, bro.
Show some decorum. I'm very anti-flinch because I'm so paranoid about everything all the time that every time I walk in front of like a truck or something, I think that person's going to lay on the horn, and I always make sure that I'm not going
to
be caught off guard.
You're ready to not flinch.
I'm always ready that someone's going to blow their horn at me because they're like, they think that it's going to be funny when I flinch, and I never will.
Bro, the way that Cuban chick was sitting on her chair last week at brunch made something in my pants flinch.
It gave me a Cuban.
Do you remember that?
It gave me a Cuban missile crisis, if you will.
Damn, baby, you a Virgo?
Are we in Virgo seas?
I don't know.
I think we are.
So hot. People, I hope this episode is good, dude. I'm sorry, everyone. Like, we got once a week to put on a show, and our landlord is bending us over and showing us the 50 states.
Yeah. It is really. This is. I'm feeling almost more hot than last time.
I am, for sure.
Like, my back is definitely sweatier. I should have got more, like, fuck.
Yeah. It's bad, dude. It's bad. It's real bad right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could try to re-record it, put out two episodes this week or something. I don't think it was a bad episode.
No, I don't. I think it's just hot.
It's just like we can't perform.
Yeah.
Guys talking about fucking, well, what do you want for reimbursement? Dude, what? How about I break in your house and kill your entire family?
How's that for reimbursement, bitch?
They can very well just listen to this. Right, we're but guess what? Everything's a prop. That wasn't a real cigarette. That's not a real basketball. My handles, prop.
In reality, nothing.
Me threatening your family, prop.
And you can make the argument that nothing is real anyways. Mm.
Saw that kid that has tattoos that says nothing matters again. Something happened to that kid. I want to ask
that
him.
Tattoo. I love that, though.
Crazy.
Like, I believe in that. Like, I believe that, like, there's not really a rhyme or reason to anything, but not to the point where I'm just going to get it tatted. Like, I don't
feel... The point is to have fun.
Yeah.
That's Everything's about having fun.
Like, when I say nothing matters, I mean that in the most positive way. Like, just don't worry about shit.
Right.
Just have out, like, no one's thinking about you, man. Like, no one's thinking about that shit that bothers you. Just go out and have fun with your friends because, you know, it's... The sands of time are slowly vanishing.
Reading the book right now, and in the book, one chapter is called The 100-Year Rule, and it's like a page long, and it's like, well, in 100 years, literally everybody that you're seeing right now is going to be dead, probably. Everybody. It's just going to be a new slate of people. And in my head, I was just thinking to myself, like, that's so, like, even, like, LeBron will be dead.
Yeah.
Everyone. It doesn't even matter. Everyone, like, is going to be dead.
It's crazy that, for the most part, you'll be forgotten 3 generations.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But there's a new slate of people in 100 years. Who fucking cares, dude? So anyone that's out there that is listening to this and you don't like your job, quit. If you want to pursue your dreams, pursue them. If you want to, like, if you're afraid to talk to some chick, talk to her, dude. Yeah. There's going to be a new slate of people in 100 years, dude. Someone else is going to fuck that chick. Do you want that to happen? Do you want someone else to bang her?
It's either now or never, buddy.
So go in there. Put your hand on her... I'm just kidding. Put your hand on the cabinet and start spitting some game, dude.
Yeah, start talking about your fantasy football team. She'll love that.
She will love that, dude. Some chicks get so horny for that. You see a chick with a fake rack? Say, hey, I like your tits. In a nice way. Not in a construction worker way.
Yeah, not in a poop way. I don't know.
Just, like, live your life, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking live your life, dude. That's the crazy thing about 99% of podcasts with white guys on it. They're like, yeah, and like I started realizing, like, I just need to live. And the other guy's just like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Can we do a podcast like 2 white guys from SoCal right now? Want to try it? I'll start off. You just run with it. You're good at this stuff. So I realized, like, after that happened, I was like, man, like, I just got to smile.
Bro, at the end of the day, when I'm sitting on my board, you just got to forget about everything, man. Like, my car payments, my rent. My girl that's cheating on me, man. It's just like when I'm on my board, man. It's just like everything just washes away,
dude. It's yin and yang,
bro.
Everything comes down to yin and yang. Everything.
You just gotta do what's best for you.
Dude, yeah, that's what I had. It took me a long time to learn that. You have to do what's best for you.
At the end of the day, you just gotta look your. At the end of the day, you just gotta look yourself in the mirror. And if you can be happy with who you're becoming, not necessarily who you are, but who you're becoming. Bruh.
That's wealth. It's
money.
It's not the cars. It's not my dad's trust fund. It's health.
It's health and it's time. Because time's your most precious. You can't put time in your wallet, but guess what? It's worth the most.
And they always say laughter is the best medicine. It truly is. When I see her smile, dude, when I see my girl smile, dude, I just forget about it all, dude. And that's like what it comes down to. It's just like living your life.
Bruh, just look up at this. Think about how many stars there are.
And I can tell you're being for real right now. That's the thing about you is I know you. I know you're a genuine dude. Like, I could tell that you're, like, I could just tell. I could feel it. It's like energy is real. Energy is real. I
was gonna use the word genuine too. Yeah, man. It's just like, it's your vibes.
Vibes are real.
The vibes are real, man. And if your vibes are off, I can sense it.
I can sense it right now.
Because I'm a Leo rising.
All right, everybody.
Hey, must be the money. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Wet Jeans.
Did you seriously not eat? Because I didn't either.
I didn't either. I feel like Christian Bale and The Mechanist.
This is my rendition of a guy. Please, babe, take me back. I'll fuck your heart. I'll do the laundry, please. What does he have that I don't?
What does he have that I don't? Jerry Seinfeld trying to get his girlfriend back. Please, babe, take me back.
What does he have that I don't?
Is it because he's taller than me? Is it because he has a bigger dick? Tell me, please.
Is it because he wears chrome heart rings? Please. Is it because he wears happy necklaces?
Is it a shark tooth necklace? Why? What can I do to change?
Why did you cheat on me in Waikiki? All right, everyone.
Taking this tarp off. I am...
Squirting.
Bro, I'm drenched.
Your girl's squirting.
Who?
And cut! Please tell me we have more bad.